Apostle?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Everybody online?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Gentlemen, I know if you're in a position, something to type on your phone or something very important, because you all going to have to take this and develop it yourself, and then I want you to spread it to the ministers that are under you in LTMA. I thought to wait later, but it's so strong on me this morning, and I've seen so much progress over the years by knowing this that the average minister don't really fully know it. And I was traveling behind my dad, Brother Hagin. I knew him and I had a connection that thousands around us did not have. And that connection was ever-increasing anointing. That is, so what I want to talk to you a few minutes about is how to develop ever-increasing anointing. We're going to find out there's actually two platforms for this. The first one is praying in the Spirit in Jude 20 and 1 Corinthians 14, 2. The second one is meditating the Word, Joshua 1, 8, Psalm 1, 1 through 3. Now, very few ministers has ever increasing anointing. And the reason why they don't have it is they let emotion take over for what they're saying. And they get into the emotion and they never get deeper into the anointing.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
So y'all still can hear that, right, Leroy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with...
So you got the two platforms, praying in the Spirit, meditating the Word. That is important. Notice I never said information yet. So we got a lot of information. But that information going to have to be dressed with the anointing, or it's not going to be imparted. If we get further into knowing, the second part is the four outlets. You got the two platforms and the four outlets. Now, the four outlets is found in 1 Corinthians 14, 6. Revelation, knowledge, prophesying, and doctrine, they are not the same. And each one carry a particular anointing. Over the years, over 57 years now, in my preaching, I've noticed I've traveled with some of the best. I've traveled with some of the best, preached with some of the best. And most of them never understood where I was coming from. But I was coming from this two platforms, praying in the Spirit and meditating the Word. My dad did the same thing. And I saw, like I said, thousands of ministers went to school. They never caught it. They never caught it because they were so informed. You get so informed that your infirmities don't work. And when you get to that position, you're in bad shape. Remember Apostle Paul talking about his infirmity? He glorified his infirmity because he had to depend upon God more than anything else. Now, so you had these two base of two platforms, praying in the Spirit, meditating the Word. I gave you scripture for those. And then you have the outlets. Is a revelation, knowledge, prophesying, and doctrine. Now, these things will not develop in our lives without the apostolic and the prophetic. I know from all the years of experience, I've seen that people never get into these zones. Now, we apostolic, we prophetic, so those zones belong to us. But they never get, because your preaching going to change when I see you. Your anointing going to get stronger. And I need to develop myself more. When you minister and you hit a spot, you need to stay there a while. What I mean by that, just pause. Let it go down in them. And then, because you know when you hit it, you know when it hits you. So that's it, very important. Now, unfolding the mysteries is very important. In Matthew 13:11, you all know the scripture, but I want to take them together. Now, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, I'm going to give you four tables I want you to be thinking about. The communion table, your eating table, the operating table, and the preparing table. Just figure out what table you want to sit at. You got the communion table, which we represent. What this week is a great week for that. To glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and know he paid for it all. The eating table is the one we become responsible. What you putting in your body? I'm teaching on health. I'm teaching on health tonight. I got a revelation on health tonight that's outstanding. The Holy Ghost give me. So there's four tables. You give it that communion table. We take communion. The eating table is where the dangers come in at, and then the operating table is where you mess around and put so much stuff in your body. And then you got to be cut. And then you can also, in Psalm 23, sit at that prepared table. So you got four tables. The greatest key of manifestation is knowing how to yield to the anointing. And that's 1 John 2:27. So I just want to talk to y'all a few moments about that. It may not sound like much. I got it on my phone. I got it on one little page. I dropped the notes to talk to you all about. But them two platforms is the thing that got me in place where I am today and where God finally called me to be a prophet. I've been watching you all. You all doing a good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep praying. Keep paying attention. Stay devoted like you are. Leroy called you all on the line. Nobody make no excuses. There's no time for excuses when you when you're in an army like we ain't, there's no time for excuses, because one thing could be said that the Holy Spirit can make an adjustment in your life that will cause your ministry to leap like never before. So it's so important. So I want y'all to work on that, the two platform and the four outlet. When you read 1 Corinthians 14:6, you're going to see praying in the Spirit and those four kicking in, revelation, knowledge, prophesying and doctrine. So at any moment, you could be at any stage in your preaching, like some of y'all gonna preach tonight and minister tonight and Sunday. Revelation, you might be in an era of revelation, then you might go into knowledge. Then all of a sudden you prophesy. I see prophecy is coming on me more. I got a prophecy I'm gonna give out tonight. And then the doctrine. So now, what I was about to say, the doctrine, when I looked over that, the Lord says the apostolic and the prophetic got to be involved in that anointing. Now, I'm not talking about appointment. I'm talking about that anointing. That anointing. Doctrine, you can't just, a pastor just can't mess with doctrine. You see, a holy man was moved by the Spirit, and they wrote. So the anointing that is on the apostle, the governmental anointing, when you're going in to try to classify or clarify doctrine, you all got that. The cutting edge of the apostolic is upon you. You're not just a pastor. You're not just a teacher. You got that cutting edge on you. That's the way the Lord designed for it to be. And pay close attention. Stay close to what I'm preaching, because there's a transfer being made. And, you know, our word is, let me manifest. And so, you know, I'm teaching on the kingdom now. I'm teaching a whole lot on the kingdom, because I see a big hole in the spirit realm where satanic powers are coming through. You watch on YouTube, they're fighting one another. They let that homosexual thing get ahead of them. They say the black church is going down. No, that's a lie. None of that crap. There ain't no such thing, no black church. And you're going to hear me dealing with the aspect in my ministry about the whole lot of things about the black church and that. There's no such thing. I don't deal with that. So we're not black, we're anointed. When every time you think about black, think about anointed and keep flowing like you're flowing. I think if you meditate that voice, 1 Corinthians 14:6, it's going to be a great asset to your ministry and an asset to what you're doing in the ministry. Let me see what else we got. I mean, that's it. It's very short. We're talking about increasing anointing, how to develop ever-increasing anointing. And we got those two platforms, I want to repeat them, and those four outlets. So anytime you, when you minister tonight, you're either in revelation, you're in knowledge, or you're prophesying, or you're in doctrine. And because we connected at the fivefold ministry gift, we cannot do without each other. We all need each other. We need the pastor, we need the teacher, we need the evangelist, we all need each other. And we're so, give praise to God, we're so, I believe, properly connected that there's no reason for nothing to hold us back. We got respect for each other. We're not going to let anybody in here. We could be larger, LTMA, but I want you all to do the interview, and I'm in agreement with y'all. Who y'all say can't come in? I know y'all know what to do. They can't come in because I'm just pleased with what we're getting the opportunity to do now and how we're flowing. Father, we thank you right now for these men of God you place around me and around the LTMA to help ministers all over the world. The 57 churches we got, I pray for all the pastors, both male and female. Thank you so much for them, and thank you for their ministry. And thank you for the harmony and the connection that we have. In the days to come, mighty things going to happen, and we know that. And I pray the anointing increase on everyone. These men right now, that the anointing increase on them, that they'll know the anointing increasing on them, because we'll need a strong anointing at these times. We thank you for this insight. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going, boy.
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, I got this recorded. I'll send it to you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Y'all have a good
thank
day.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Too.
Yes, thank you.